The Morning Show.
I love being in studio much more than being on the phone, but I'm happy to be here today, and we're happy to have Amin Hussein, who joins us on Tuesday mornings around 6:30 typically. He is a Palestinian-American artist, activist, organizer, attorney, filmmaker, and freedom fighter, and we're going to continue the conversation, actually, that we started last week regarding Yarmouk and get caught up on the action that happened on Friday. Good morning, Amin.
Good morning, Pam. Welcome back.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. So just to jump right in, can you tell listeners about the action that happened last Friday in Manhattan regarding solidarity with Yarmouk, the Palestinian refugee camp located in Syria that's been under ISIS attack?
We organized a solidarity walk from Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan to the UN headquarters on First Avenue, making two stops in between. The first one to the Israeli consulate, where we rallied there, and then continued on to a block nearby, the next block over on Second Avenue, in front of the permanent Syrian mission to the UN, and continued on to the UN. And the premise of the rally, the walk, and the speak out in front of the UN was to voice our solidarity for the Palestinians and Syrians who have been under siege in Yarmouk refugee camp, which is on the outskirts of Damascus, but also to voice our solidarity and visualize our support to all of the Syrians that are under attack by, mm-hmm. ISIS or the Syrian regime or what have you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, what could Israel's role be at this point with regard to Yarmouk? I mean, is Israel involved at all here?
Look, there wouldn't be a Palestinian refugee if it wasn't for Israel. And then, so that's like the root of the problem for the Palestinian condition is Israel. But then you say the obligation of everyone in the international community is to protect the people. And it's not just the Palestinians in the Yarmouk refugee camp, but the Palestinians in the Yarmouk refugee camp are some of the most vulnerable on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Between ISIS and the Syrian regime. Now, what people have been saying and what reports have been coming out is that, in fact, the rise of ISIS is funded by Arab regimes in the Persian Gulf, from the Persian Gulf, and that Israel is actually supporting financially and providing logistics for al-Nusra, which is an Islamist, a group that's very close to ISIS. And some people say that, in fact, Israel provides support for ISIS. And the interest in the status quo that you see in Syria is to its benefit. And that the overall erasure of a large Palestinian refugee camp like Yarmouk is in the interest of Israel, because if there's no people, there's no return.